I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Digital, get down.
Get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
Rob joins us in studio for all the latest digital news and trends. Rob.
When you started with do, I was like, oh no, don't call me that. First of all, let's talk about Katie for a second.
No,
let's avoid me.
Who searches the internet and phonetically types out the spell F-O-R-T-Y?
I'm sorry.
Do you, like, when you write 88, do you go E-I-G-H-T-Y dash or hyphen E-I-G-H-T?
She creates content for the website here at 971talk.com/Annie all the time. So maybe there are times when she writes it out.
The internet? That's a fad.
I was just thinking. I wasn't...
What are you doing here?
Wow, two pot shots already.
Digital sales manager for Entercom St. Louis can solve all of your business's digital advertising needs and my Friday 1:30 needs.
And we digitally get down.
That's right.
So let's call us. Let's have a fun time. Yeah. There is actually an advertiser inquiry form on the website. So if you'd like to speak with me, you're able to.
971talk.com.
What a great plug. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Where do we want to start today? Do we want to start with what's trending on Twitter, or do we want to start with celebrity couple engagement announcement?
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the same thing?
Annie said the Twitter thing. We'll do the other one for Katie later.
I love that.
Next.
All right. So what's trending on Twitter this week? Today, a big one is the hashtag boycott Jimmy John's. Have you guys talked about that today?
No.
Any idea why we're boycotting Jimmy John's?
Carbs?
Why?
Carbs.
I mean, that's why I do, but
it's
still
actually,
go because it's delicious.
Actually public enemy number one, gluten. I don't know if you've heard about this, but not very good for us.
Gluten will kill you.
Yeah.
I've chosen to ignore it.
I got you.
What was I going to say? So... Remember when we talked about the Momo challenge,
mm-hmm.
and we said that this wasn't new. It was something that had kind of stemmed from, like, if I remember correctly, 2016, 2017. And we've talked about on the show often that with all of these viral hoaxes mm-hmm. or viral video type of things, there's a cyclicality to it. So it's coming back. So over the past couple of days on social media, people have been sharing the image of the Jimmy John's founder and CEO, who is a big game hunter, and he went to Africa on a safari a couple of years ago.
I do kind of remember
and
that.
And shot a
so we boycotted
elephant.
Jimmy John's before, but we got bored and distracted as we do, and now we're doing it again.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what's happening.
And so people are forgetting about this. So as a reminder, this isn't new. It's still horrible. Yes, he did shoot an elephant and posed with it. I think what the funniest reaction on the internet, though, today has been, is people saying, I don't need a reason to boycott Jimmy John's. The sandwiches are trash. So
no, they're not. They're amazing.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, I am not a Jimmy John's fan.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, this is a really good segue then.
Let them fight.
I want to see.
Sorry.
To the death.
And that's how it ended.
Let's see. So also in sandwich debates today and this week,
chicken.
You might have seen chicken.
Chicken.
Wait, time out. Let me interject here for a second.
Chicken.
This is exactly why I want to have this segment every week. Because I know that there is a chicken sandwich thing out there. And I have not either A, had the time, or B, the inclination to be like, what is this chicken thing yet? Because I haven't looked into it. So I want to know, what is the chicken sandwich thing?
Well, as far as I can tell, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A got beef, but not beef.
Beef? Nah.
That was a good one. That was great.
That was my Canadian humor.
Yeah, give him a little bit more love, ladies. That was hilarious.
It's good. Manny, it's good.
Okay. That's all right.
You can talk to me.
No.
Literally, he has his back turned to me right now. You can see the entirety of his...
Stop right there.
As far as I've seen, it's all about the spicy chicken sandwiches and how there's this kind of ongoing battle.
Which
between
one's better?
Those two,
which
Who's
one's better?
Better?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So Popeyes this week debuted their new chicken sandwich. Well, I'll have to be the first to admit, I don't know that I've ever had Popeyes.
Again, it's good.
Coming from Minnesota, I'll decide.
All
right.
Oh well, no, I'll decide for you. It's good.
How would you stay in your lane over there? Don't you have some buttons to push? So they came out with their, I guess, a new chicken sandwich, and it's really sparked this huge debate between loyalists of what's better, Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich or Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Right.
So much so that the two social media teams for each brand have really had a fun time fighting it out on Twitter.
Wendy's wins.
Well, I was just going to say Wendy's is real saucy.
Wendy's joined into the fray today, and they're getting involved in it as well.
Their Twitter feed is awesome.
So can you imagine the geeking out that these, and I say this as somebody who spent the large percentage of my career at 97.1 in the digital department. I was the digital department because we were only one of me. But the excitement that they get to have, to have a social media battle, and then they said, and so then I tweeted, and then it was, and then we went, and then people are like, yeah.
Competition creates a better product.
Yeah. Yes.
So is it, remind me guys, is it KFC that their slogan is like 22 herbs and spices?
Yeah, I believe so. And their secret recipe.
Is that Baskin-Robbins? Yeah. Oh, it's 31.
Yeah, 31 flavors.
31 flavors. So I think it's 22 herbs and spices. Yeah. So one of my little funniest anecdotes on social media is if you go to their Twitter handle, and I would imagine it's probably on Instagram as well, they only follow 22 people. So you can follow them. There's thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers.
Right.
They only follow 22 people.
And they all have spice names?
They're the Spice Girls, which were five of them, and 17 people named Herb. Isn't that fantastic?
KFC?
That KFC.
That is freaking brilliant.
That is?
22 herbs and spices.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. So does anybody have the Popeye's chicken sandwich in the...
I haven't had it yet.
I mean, I'm voting Chick-fil-A just by default, but I would love to try a chicken sandwich.
Well, I want to see this debate now. Are you, Katie, are you more of a Popeye's or a Chick-fil-A? Or is there a different chicken preference? I was going to pose the question to the crew here, and I'm going to go first and say, I'm a Raisin Cane's guy.
I love Raisin Cane's.
Yes, you are my counterpart. Of course.
Yes.
Of course you do.
Number one.
Dude.
Bra. Sick bra.
It's the guy in charge of
Chick-fil-A all day.
Chick-fil-A all day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They just opened one in my hometown recently, and we were the second in line when it opened and the first transaction.
Oh, wow.
So, time out.
Did you get a certificate?
No. You're bearing the lead. What happened to the person in front of you?
They got killed.
Maybe they got free. Hey, maybe got free.
All's fair in love and chicken, right?
I guess.
Like, look, hey, we ordered fast. That's what happened.
I see.
We knew exactly what we were getting when we got in there.
Oh, they were debating. They were
talking it out.
Chick-fil-A is my absolute fave. If I can go to any
fast
food... Drive.
Do you know why? What they do special to their chicken?
They pray over
Jesus.
It's marinated in pickle juice.
Really? Ooh,
the chicken breasts are marinated in the pickle juice.
I did not know that.
So I always like to laugh at people when they say, awesome. No pickle, please. I don't like the pickles.
I'm telling you, you guys have to try Raisin Cane's. It gives Chick-fil-A a run for their money.
Maybe we need to have a chicken sandwich test.
Ooh,
for
bring
sure.
them all in.
Yeah, Gabe will be there with us.
Yes.
Rob,
I love
are
it.
You in?
Yeah, you know, I guess. Free chicken, free food. You seen this place?
No, you were going to get to hang out with us.
Come on.
Free for us.
Come on.
It's going to be awesome.
Let's see here. What else is trending? I call this segment Not All Heroes Wear Capes. So I do not have a location, unfortunately. And I guess it kind of makes the story better that there's not a location because it could be anywhere USA. So this gentleman was noticing in his neighborhood that there were a lot of potholes that were relatively large and were not being filled in. And so he was contacting the city and asking, hey, can you please come fill in these potholes? There's a lot of noise being caused in our street from people, you know, bottoming out and damage to their vehicles and whatnot. And weeks went by with just no response, let alone no action on the potholes. So the gentleman, who I'm referring to as a hero, and not all heroes wear capes, proceeded to go around one evening with a spray paint can and went to every pothole and drew a penis around the different
potholes.
You want
something done, you've got to do it yourself.
Yourself. Lo and behold, when the gentleman came home from work the next day, that evening, all of the potholes on the street were filled in perfectly.
Really?
And no remnants of the graffiti.
Of
yeah, because people complained about graffitied male parts on the street.
Dang.
He wasn't found. They didn't know who it was.
Oh, they just don't know who it was.
They didn't make the connection.
Not all heroes wear capes.
So, some of my neighbors and I shared the story with them this week.
Rob's hand gesture right then was just...
You got to be watching the webcam.
Man.
I don't even remember what I did, so that's even better.
Yeah, you did the elephant nose to nose.
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yeah, so we have a lot of, I live in the Dogtown neighborhood, and there's a lot of potholes there. And if you've driven through the Dogtown neighborhood, parking on both sides of the street make it difficult for two vehicles to pass each other at the same time. So when you have large potholes, people trying to stay away from them, of course, it just adds to more congestion.
Chaos, yeah.
Of course, chaos.
Yeah, chaos.
Cats and dogs
living
together.
Streets, Dogtown's chaos. Chris on our web chat says, regarding the chicken sandwich story, I love the social media battle shows that even companies can be less serious. So in the vein of what we do on a regular basis, covering the news and the information that's out there, and you see these, in the middle of all these, like, Trump is the devil, the great Satan, and it's like, no, Trump is the chosen one. And but then you see, like, these battles back and forth about chicken sandwiches. It does kind of lighten the mood.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
It's cathartic.
A like, societal... contribution.
I guess the only sad thing that stems is the people that take it seriously. The people that go,
oh, they're all in.
It's like, oh, yeah. To hell with you, Gabe. Raising Cane's or die.
Chick-fil-A.
Guys, I had to mute the word chicken on my Twitter today so I wouldn't see any posts about it because I just too much.
It's going to be a real legitimate chicken catastrophe, and everyone's going to be panicking. Rob's going to be sitting there going, hey, what?
What?
What's going on? I have no idea. Didn't get any news about chicken today. Nothing going on. There's going to be chickens all over the streets.
Someone declared a chicken jihad.
Hey, yeah. Oh, man.
TC, we got in the previous segment, we missed you for.
Thank you.
I missed you terribly.
So you saw, I'm sure you saw on the socials this week, the internet rage debate after Popeye's debuted their new chicken sandwich.
Sure,
it's Chick-fil-A versus... Popeyes, but then Wendy's
getting into
the fray.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, not necessarily picking between those three, but favorite chicken sandwich or
Chick-fil-A,
done deal.
Stop sending me statistics online about spiders. I don't want to know them. Carry on.
Are they giving you the statistic about how many spiders that a human consumes in their lifetime through sleep?
No, I almost kicked.
I don't buy that.
I almost kicked.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that I buy it either.
I don't buy that story about we all eat seven or five or whatever it is.
Did you hear about the Missouri woman that had the brown...
I should have been more specific when I said stop.
Is it recluse?
Recluse.
The recluse spider?
Yeah, that's it.
This is Annie's worst nightmare.
Found in her ear.
This is...
Yeah, it was a real story.
Ow! So if I'm eating spiders, I don't care. Whatever.
Whoa.
If I'm sleeping and a spider
calls
into
this, like,
mouth,
mountain woman today.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight.
I'm starving.
That just happened.
I'm just saying.
She doesn't care if she's eating spiders.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
If I wake up the next day and I have consumed 15 spiders, so be it.
I like the word consumed spiders. Now I have consumed
them. But did you die?
Whatever, man.
If I absorb, sticking out of your teeth.
Yeah, if I absorb,
maybe I'll become spider woman.
Like Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Then what the hell am I doing here tonight?
Great question.
I resorbed my twin and became stronger because of it. So now I am the strength of a man and a baby all at once.
Delicious wife.
Spider woman. Could happen.
Spiders, you know, they're relevant in the news right now that Spider-Man movies are no longer going to be created
Disney.
For the Sony,
Sony and Disney are fighting right now.
You don't think it's over yet, do you?
No. I think this is a power play. Well, not so much a power play, but
PR?
It's a PR stunt by both parties. They're trying to force the agreement. I think that's what's happening.
Sure.
It's kind of like China.
Because the fans are going to go crazy. And have.
Right.
If Donald Trump and President Xi were Sony and Disney, who would be?
This is exactly what... Okay. So let me think.
Is Sony Japanese?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
We can't make that connection.
Mm-mm. No.
but really...
I didn't know if it was Chinese or not.
As businesses, I would peg them as China, Sony, and then Disney as the Don.
I love my
the
Sony Don. TV.
So we have to recap from last week.
Disney is super offended right now.
I was talking,
sorry, so are the listeners.
I was talking with Annie and Katie this morning as I came in, as they rudely interrupted me during my work day.
We had an important question. Katie said that you were her counterpart.
Yes.
Yeah, you were like kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah. We had to clarify.
I wrote in my diary right after that. Your diary. It happened. Day 369 of working at work. It just happened.
Dear diary.
TC.
Jackpot.
And then I put the diary back on my hope chest later on in the evening. So, because of course it'll come true.
Really weird set of me.
So TC, last week we were talking about remember that I brought up the story to Annie and I said, have you heard about this? And she goes, no. And instantly the dejected face of Katie comes about and she goes, but I just read that story for you about an hour ago.
Yes.
What I didn't pick up on in that moment was later on in the segment, you were telling everybody about the hooks in the back of the kids' skulls that are developing because their cell phone neck.
The story there.
That was the story that I told 6 weeks previous on the show. I was laughing about
that. He's been holding on to this for a week to tell you this. After that,
I could have easily come into the studio and seen you over the Monday through Thursday, but I waited.
I was just reiterating what a great point you made.
I like this guy. Yeah. Let's give this guy a raise. Let's give him a raise.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
He's smooth. Great minds think alike here.
That's why he's still married.
Smart man.
He's quick.
So we got another viral optical illusion that's on the internet this week.
Oh, more of these.
Yes, more of these.
Did you see?
Is this the fish?
No.
No,
well,
no.
You might see a
but there
fish.
Might be a different one. This would be. I want to pick your brain in a second. So, is it? It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a
bunny.
Rabbit? So the internet is astir again with another optical illusion that has people debating who's right and who's wrong.
Katie debated with herself earlier today.
I'm not touching that one. A video of a black animal receiving a scratch on its head is spreading quickly across the internet as people debate whether the animal is a rabbit or a bird. The video comes from the University of Oslo in Norway from scientist Daniel Quintana, which I love that last name, by the way, back in 2017. So again, we talked earlier about... TC, we talked about boycott Jimmy John's is coming up right now again. Boycott Jimmy John's is trending in the world and stemming from a previous hunting excursion to Africa. Years ago, but it's coming up again.
And we forgot we were boycotting and we went back because they're delicious.
We're boycotting again. That's not that great. So he actually reignited the flame this week when he shared the video again on Twitter and with the quote, rabbits love getting stroked on the nose. So I think this is something that we're going to post up onto the on the show page there. Mm-hmm. Are we taking a poll right now?
971talk.com/Annie.
Not a
it's
poll,
posted.
But you can comment and say which one you think it is.
So this is just another latest in the series of optical illusions. Of course, we had the white and gold or black and blue dress. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most popular ones. The Laurel versus Yanny sound clip.
Yeah, that's it's Laurel.
Yanny.
You want to fight about it?
It's Laurel.
It depends on the tone it's played at.
Exactly right. Yeah.
It's all about what tone it's played at. Yeah. Frequency.
Of course, we had the oiled legs versus the paint on legs controversy, and then the shoe was one of the latest. But what about the fish? Is this a different one?
No. I was trying to remember what the headline was.
Got it.
If it was bird, rabbit. I thought it was bird fish, but no, rabbit fish, but no.
I'd rather see the rabbit that looks like the fish than a bird that looks like.
It's a bird.
It's a what?
It's a bird.
So if you are a Facebook fan.
Do you even
see the
rabbit?
Oh, totally.
I see the rabbit, but
totally.
I mean, the ears are just not right.
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We did a Facebook Live earlier today, which was spawned by Katie just slamming a nitro cold brew, and we just couldn't wait to see what happened next. And then talking about how Katie and Rob are each other's kindred spirits. Well, it turns out we get back, and we're talking about the news, and Katie's like, hey, have you seen this? This bunny that looks like a bird, and we're talking about it, and like in the middle of the Facebook Live, Katie, I'm like, I think it's a bird, and then people start commenting on the Facebook Live. That's a bird.
Oh, you thought it was a bunny?
Yeah.
Here's my story.
It happened in real time. You can see it at facebook.com/AnnieFry.
Look at the Facebook
page. Like the page.
To the Facebook Live. It's really funny. So I only saw the tweet with him saying, look at me petting my rabbit. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Why would that be important? And then today I opened up my Twitter and Annie is like, no, that's definitely a bird. You've got to read the article. I'm like, no way. I saw the tweet. It said rabbit. No way. Because it freaks me out that someone would be stroking a bird like that.
When you say it that way, yeah, it does sound weird.
It freaks me out.
So there's an awesome comic strip that I really love that shows two armies in the battlefield about to wage war, and they're all holding up their signs of their respective religion. It's the same image. It's the duck or a bird or a bunny, excuse me. It's kind of like we're looking at here. From
is
one
this
angle,
a sigil?
It looks like a duck. In one angle, shut up, Katie. It looks like
sexy.
A bunny. And so the quote of the comic strip is, we will never side with these people unless they denounce their rabbit god and praise our duck god.
Right.
And a commentary about how, you know, wars that are fought over religion. Yeah, what if it is just one god and we are fighting over what we call this god? Boom. Your mind blown over there, Katie?
What?
He's letting a little bit of a hemorrhage right now. Sorry.
What?
We need a medical sponsor for this segment.
It's just ridiculous.
Wait, so can you see the rabbit? Can you see the bunny?
Yeah, I can see how there'd be an optical illusion there briefly, but the thing is the beak. The
small
beak is
moment.
Just so...
Looks like bunny ears.
No, it's
Gabe's
just
being really
not,
polite right now. What I wanted to say to Katie was, I could see how a stupid person might be able to see a bunny. But
excuse me.
I did not say that. No, I know you didn't. That's my words. I'm not
there,
speaking for
Well,
you
know what? If you're calling me dumb, there's a lot of other people in this world that thought it was a bunny, too.
Totally.
All right, we're coming back next segment. We're going to be talking all about this.
Worthy of news.
Last thing for you guys, you know, we do a little bit of Hollywood. Any Breaking Bad fans in the room?
Yes.
Did you know that they're shooting a feature-length film and that the filming is done?
Oh. What?
Yeah, nobody knows about this. This is the Hollywood's biggest kept secret is that the Breaking Bad movie is finished in shooting. They're in post-production right now, and it never leaked the entire time.
That is crazy.
That's pretty incredible.
You going to see it, Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That is an amazing TV series.
You'll have to report back on how it was. Rob, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me.
Apologize to Katie.
Sorry, Katie.
There you go. Everybody's friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.